You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to the Locked On Pacers podcast. My name is Adam Friedman. As always, I'm the host of this wonderful show that is always brought to you by our wonderful friends at BuiltBar.com. Right now, if you use the promo code LOCKEDON, you get $10 off your first purchase of their wonderful protein bar. So, usually on these Friday afternoons, I do a what-if podcast or some version of one. But today, I'm not going to do that. I decided to postpone doing a podcast instead of on a Thursday night, publish Friday morning to just the Friday afternoon because it's July 3rd and I had the day off and whatnot. So, I thought I would maybe, you know, relax a little bit and then do one kind of midday. And luckily, some news broke. So, if you didn't know it already, Victor Oladipo will not play in the Orlando bubble games. I'm calling that what I'm calling those end of the eight regular season games that end the season. I'm doing season quotations, and then the playoffs, whatever format it is, where no team's at home. He will try out with the team, but he will not play, and that is because he does not want to re-injure his ruptured quad tendon, I believe is the right way to say it. That's a pretty big deal. I think there's a lot of implications for the team's timeline, what it means for him, the reason behind the decision, all that stuff, and I want to go into that later. But first, today's podcast is brought to you by our friends at Magic Spoon. Cereal is one of the best breakfasts, best snacks. It's a very durable type of a meal, right? You can eat it for a snack. You can eat it in the morning. You can eat it at night. I eat it random hours. And our friends at Magic Spoon provide a great cereal. It is a zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and 3 net carbs in each serving. It's a cocoa, frosted, or fruity, or blueberry flavor. It tastes amazing. Honest to good true. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. And right now, if you go to magicspoon.com/MBA to grab a variety pack and try it today, be sure to use the promo code MBA at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like that for any reason, they'll refund your money, no question asked. That's magicspoon.com/MBA. Use the code MBA for free shipping. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast. This podcast is also brought to you by Blinkist. We've done this many times. Blinkist is a great sponsor and a great, useful app on your phone. Blinkist is really unique. It works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses it down to just 15 minutes. And right now, if you go to Blinkist.com, we'll offer you a special offer with the promo code MBA to get a free 7 days and 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist.com/MBA. That's right. It's spelled BLINKIST.com/MBA to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll save $25 off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA. So Victor Oladipo not playing is a big deal in the first sentence I want to go. Is it extends the timeline of this Pacer team, right? I think for the past, I want to say two seasons, been into the third season that we've been talking about. What is the team ceiling? How do these players work? How do they all fit when they're all healthy and all this stuff, right? And we were finally starting to see kind of the, and really it's a kind of a new iteration, so we were kind of starting to see like what a starting five would look like with Brogdon, Oladipo, Warren, Sabonis, Turner, and the bench unit that's probably going to be there again for next year. Obviously, Lamb is hurt, but a McDermott, the Holiday brothers, and McConnell, right? Well, Vic not playing in these playoffs, and because we really only saw Vic play with those other 7-8 guys for maybe 10 games, if we're talking that max, 10-15 games, you're really pushing the timeline to another season, right? There really is no way, no matter how the Pacers play, I mean, I guess there is a way if they play extraordinarily well, but I don't think that's like, I don't know if that's possible, but they, you know, depending on the outcome, right, even if they get swept in the first round, or let's say they even win a first round series but lose the next round in a sweep, there's really no way to determine how good this team is and how it fits without Vic playing full games, right? So the key thing is here is the Turner-Sabonis pairing is continually going to be a discussion, right? Until it's either proved these two guys work or don't work, that's going to be a discussion, right? Well, there's no way to know if it works if you don't have a full roster, right? So let's say they go in the playoffs losing 7 games. Very good case you could make. If Vic played, they would have won the 7-game series. Let's say Sabonis Turner play. Okay, both have up and down, just like they had 2 years ago in the playoffs, right? But one was good for 3 games, one was good for the other 3 games. They weren't that great together, created these issues, right? Let's say they're good kind of together, kind of not, and just kind of an up and down thing, right? Well, how do you judge that team? How do you decide what to do that offseason, right? You know, I think for this Pacers team to reach its max ceiling, one of them is going to have to go ultimately, and not being able to determine how good the team is as in full strength is just pushing that inevitability back, right? At some point, it just, they have to make the decision, and now they're not probably able to make it until the trade deadline of the 2021 season, which maybe that even if there is a full season again, and we're maybe talking another, you know, 60-game season, that's maybe it's a full season played from December to late August, I guess would be the 8-month schedule, whatever they decide to do. But then you're talking about like another 6 months. So instead of making a move this offseason, you're looking at a move the next offseason and whatnot. And this is just, it's just kind of a continuation of when will, you know, the team be able to determine that. And I want to start off, I'm not faulting Vic, right? I mean, we didn't say that yet, but there's no disrespect or no blame or whatever you want to call it, or anger in him not playing. You know, the reality of the fact is it will delay their timeline, but him not playing makes sense, right? I mean, he hasn't played basketball, and now we're looking at almost four months, right? League, well, it will be 4.5 months by the time the league starts, right? He's traveling, so maybe that means he has the option to play, possibly, but I doubt he's going to play. And I get it. He had a soft tissue injury that is really, really ripe for injury. He already kind of got hurt a little bit, and I don't know if it's because of the knee and him doing other things, trying to compensate for not being 100% ready or whatnot. And so I get why he's not playing, because he doesn't want to re-injure it. He's in a contract year. If he doesn't play, comes back next year, plays a great season, he's getting maxed out by whoever it is, right? He's going to get maxed up by the Pacers, by the Heat, whatever team you want to say. And I know people don't want to hear that, but he'll get a nice contract that will probably be his, I want to say, last major contract. But, you know, at 32, he could possibly get another contract if he's really good. But this, you know, if he gets hurt, that goes away completely, right? So the idea is, at least next year, even if he comes out, and let's say he doesn't have a great season, right? Let's say he has an 18 points per game and six rebounds, four assists kind of season, right? He'll probably still get paid a ton of money, right? He'll be under 30 years old. He'll be, I think, 28 or 29 heading into the offseason next year. But he'll still get paid, and that's the key for me. If he gets hurt, that all goes away, and I think he has legit concerns about the bubble and what it means in terms of, you know, rehabbing and if he gets re-hurt and just his conditioning shape, which all makes sense, right? I mean, that's the thing that we have to keep saying, is it makes complete sense, because I've been concerned about this too, right? If you haven't played in 4 months, you know, you've been on and off rehabbing and wherever he's at, who knows whether he's had a setback or not. Nobody knows. He hasn't been with any consistency. Like, you can't just get up and get going again, right? That's going to be the biggest problem, right? He can't just restart and be like, let's go, because, you know, he was building towards something and he lost it, right? I mean, the whole thing about injuries, it's about consistency and playing night in, night out, and rebuilding that mental stability, right? The ability, the mental strength to know you're the player you once were, and the physical strength, and he's had none of that. And so I get it. He wants to just be able to play, you know, a solid 6 months of games, right? That's what he wants to do, right? He doesn't want to come back, play max maybe 15, maybe 20 games, right? I mean, that's what we're talking, playing 20 games. Pacers really aren't going very far, probably. So he doesn't want to do those 20 games and have the risk of re-injury, right? He wants to be able to know that and then stop again and then have to restart again and so on. It's better for him just to kind of move, you know, call the season a wash, call it a done deal. He played okay and whatever, and come back the next season at full possible strength, right? Be able to start the season playing 30 plus minutes a game, be able to play maybe 70, 75 games next year. And I think that's fine in the long for the Pacers, right? I don't think him not playing this year hurts them. It hurts their timeline, but in terms of the value, I mean, they're not going anywhere if he's not their best player, right? This team has no shot at anything if Vic doesn't come back and play as a top 20 player. So whatever gets him to that point is the best for this team, and he wasn't going to probably be there the next 20 games or 15 or whatever they're playing. So at the end of the day, this is good for the Pacers in the long run. Short term, certainly it sucks, and that's what I want to talk about next, is just the short term of this. I think in the short term, it really blows, because it means that it kind of takes all the fun out of his games, frankly. It takes kind of the fun out of them. But first, we also have another sponsor of today's podcast, and that's Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. If you go to rockauto.com, you can search for any shop for auto and body parts for hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake pads to tail lamps, motor oil, and even a new carpet. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and for the same professional do-it-yourselfers, why spend twice as much for the same parts? You go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, write "Locked On" and "How did you hear about us?" so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all your parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. So yeah, these next eight games are, I guess, minimum 12, maybe max, if they make it all the way, in place of game series all the way, max 46 games, theoretically. They're going to be a little duller, I guess. I mean, I do think Vic not playing saps some of the energy out of it. Now, this team is still decent. I mean, I don't think they're going to be able to win a first-round series against a Miami or a Boston or a Philly without Vic, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, the team is certainly better with a fully healthy Vic, and also they don't have Lamb anymore, so that's going to hurt them in depth-wise. We'll see a lot of Aaron Holland, which is going to be good for him, maybe good for the Pacers in terms of just where he can go ceiling-wise. And we're going to see a lot of, you know, Brogdon and Warren. And we're going to see very similar to what we saw all season. The team is still going to be decent. The question is, they're just not going to probably have this ability to, like, they're not going to have any surprise ability. Like, I think there's a thought in my mind, if Vic comes back and they play, and he plays really well, behind the rest of the guys, they could surprise the league and make it farther than expected, right? They could surprise their way to the Eastern Conference Finals, let's say. You know, it's a six-seed upset, right? Work their way there. At this point, that's not possible. Now, a first-round series win is still possible. You know, they beat Philadelphia, I believe, before Vic was healthy. They got close, you know, in that game when they played Philly back in Philadelphia. I believe it was around Christmas time or Thanksgiving time. I think it was Thanksgiving time when they played, when they lost in that really close thriller game where Simmons stole the ball twice in the last minute. And same thing with Miami, right? They came close to beating Miami in Miami. I believe Brogdon didn't even play in that game, or at least he got hurt in the first part, and Aaron Holiday basically almost won the game for them on a game-winning shot that should have passed off to McDermott and whatnot. So this team does have a chance, right? I'm not going to say they're not going to have a chance against Philly or Miami or Boston, frankly. I think they beat all three of them. I mean, everyone but Miami without Vic. But it's really going to make that harder. Be interesting to see how many minutes Aaron Holiday plays, right? And it's in Sumner at this point, right? So the starting five is probably going to end up being, they're probably going to put Aaron Holiday in, if I had to guess. I guess they could go Justin Holiday. I mean, it's going to be, rather than have a lot of options. He was Lamb before, but he's not going to be there. So it's going to have to be some combination, or maybe they go even McDermott. It's going to be a tough choice for McMillan, but if I had to guess and I had to like speculate top of my head, probably go with a Justin or Aaron Holiday. I might even lean towards Justin Holiday at this point and let Aaron Holiday be on the bench with McConnell, although I feel like you want to sign with that bench unit, but maybe you can still figure out how to stagger it correctly. Or maybe you go way out of left field and start Sumner. But in a playoff series, you're only going to want to go eight deep, right? So the eight right now are probably just going to be, top of my head, Brogdon, Warren, Sabonis, Turner, Holiday Brothers, McConnell, McDermott, and then Sumner on the outside. So maybe they go Justin Holiday and play him a ton of minutes, but I'm not sure he's going to be super thrilled about that. I think there might be a chance because Vic's not playing, Holiday pulls out too. I know Holiday said he was going to play in that Players Tribune letter. But, I mean, this does have a kind of spiraling effect, right? And maybe the players are all in contact and whatnot. But I think this could have a kind of spiraling effect where, because Vic's not playing, Holiday, I don't think, wants to play 35 minutes tonight and have the risk of being hurt. So they create another issues. So I don't know. I mean, there is some other impact here. And frankly, I mean, not to be a downer at the moment, but I do think with the way the cases are rising, it looks like the first peak isn't over, the first wave isn't over, or whatever you want to call it, the second wave, second peak, whatever you want to call it. I will say it does seem like that there might not even be an Orlando tournament at this point. I mean, that's a possibility, and that's a concern I would have too, just across the board, is will games even be played in the first place? And I think a lot of these players, I mean, a lot of the players on the fence are probably going to start opting out even more. I mean, they haven't. I mean, there was a deadline per se, but, I mean, you can't make a guy get on a plane. I believe they're supposed to go July 12th to 13th, right? You can't make a guy get on a plane and go to Orlando, right? So if he doesn't show up. So, interesting to see what happens. But, like I said, off the top of my head, it's those eight guys. I imagine rotation, you mean you're going to just try to milk minutes, 30-plus minutes out of probably Brogdon, Holiday, Warren, Sabonis, maybe even Turner, right? You might have to kind of play some weird bench units where you play maybe Sabonis, Turner together with the bench unit and whatnot. I mean, that's a possibility, right? Because I could see a way where you have Aaron Holiday, McConnell, and McDermott just swap out their counterparts that are starting. I mean, that's a possibility, right? There's that possibility. But interesting to see what the Pacers do, frankly. I think it's going to be a tough decision. I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, this team certainly, being down two of their top six, right? I can't land with the top six player for this team. Maybe Holiday would consider the sixth best player on the team this year, but of our original top six, is damaging to the team, right? Ultimately, not having two of their best six players. So we'll see how that works out, because I do worry, you know, that this team could just end up just having a terrible time on Orlando. I mean, there is that possibility. Just, you know, players don't want to be there that badly. Holiday, I mean, Holiday's going to get paid as long as he's going to hurt no matter what. Justin Holiday, that is. I mean, he's going to not get paid a ton, I don't think, because the cap will be different, but he's going to get paid something, right? A ton for him, right? In the sense that he might make $20-30+ million on a contract, which is more than he's ever made so far, right? I believe he's been making like 4 or 5 a year, if that. So I think he has like $16 million in career earnings, something like that. So there is that possibility. You know, Brogdon has coronavirus, or had it at least, tested positive for it. So I don't even know. We'll see when he actually is deemed recovered and able to return and whatnot. I mean, there's just a lot of lingering issues here that I don't know. I mean, it's kind of up in the air, but I think Vic not playing certainly does kind of pull a fine of it for some of us Pacer fans. But you know what? It's basketball. Hopefully there are games. If there are games, it's better than where it's been the past 5 months. We haven't watched anything. It's been just, you know, The Last Dance, and that's about the only sport, in some IndyCar races, that's about the only sports I've been able to watch. Oh, I watched the Kentucky Derby as well, but I wish I could end on a more positive note. I will say the only positive thing is if there is basketball, it'll be exciting whether it involves Vic or not. You know, there will be other games to watch. I mean, I like NBA basketball in general, so the playoffs should be fun to watch whether the Pacers are in it or not, or making it very far. And the Pacers will be in the playoffs, so there will be a playoff series to watch. Just hopefully it won't be a disappointing last year's Boston one. Hopefully they're able to hang on to a 4 or 5 seed and not have to draw Boston in the first round and have a shot against a Miami or a Philly, but we'll see. It's gonna be tough. That first game they play a Philly, the first game, if this happens, so that will be tough, and it'll be kind of important for them. If they can pull that one out, then I think they have a good shot at sealing a top 5 seed. But if not, it could be a similar fate to last season, in my opinion. But we'll see what happens. I don't got anything else. As always, you can follow our podcast at Locked On Pacers. You can follow Tony at TEASTNBA, me at FreeMadam5. We'll bring you a show on Monday, probably talking more about this stuff and whatever else is going on in the Pacer world. That is all for the Locked On Pacers podcast, and we'll see you guys next week.